All the conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now and the best new hits on the planet. This Week Tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.
And some very sad news, Nick. On Friday, Mac Miller, he passed away.
It was just ridiculous. We woke up on Saturday morning Australian time and found out that Mac Miller was dead. And it's like, kid was how old, 27?
Yeah, he was young. And it's so sad, like heaps of, you know, artists who have been friends with him has been tweeting out. And Charlie Puth, he has opened up how the past 6 months he got to know Mac Miller and, you know, hang out with him a bit. And this is what he had to say.
I had known him for about like 6 months, but we became really close. We became really good friends. And I always thought that I would be the one to help him get clean. And help him, lead him onto the path of a good, clean, sober life by just showing him that I'm a musician too. And he was so talented. He was a multi-instrumentalist, and we both do similar things. And it doesn't have to be one way or the other. It could be a clean life with. Sorry, it's difficult to talk about, as you could probably imagine, because I just felt like I didn't do enough after my tour to be around him.
Oh, man, that is heavy. It's, I mean,
it is.
Thinking about, you know, the whole thing with addiction is it lives its own life in your mind, basically. And there's nothing that anyone else can do to sort of change that. Of course, they can give support. Of course, they can help you go through those sorts of things. But to actually, you know, there's this whole myth around like being able to get 100% clean and you're never an addict again. But I think putting that kind of pressure on yourself, as Charlie has done, is really hard. It's so difficult.
It is. And Charlie mentioned as well that he's gone to New York to stay there for a bit to get away from LA, just to, you know, get away from it.
I never would have predicted them to be friends, Charlie Puth and Mac Miller, because Mac Miller, you know, he's quite a rap guy. Was quite a rap guy. He was like my first interview. He was my first ever interview.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So when I was about 16, starting out in radio and stuff, I went to the Big Day Out, one of the last ones. It was like a 48-degree day.
Oh, wow.
And he was my first interview of the whole day. And we sat face-to-face in two chairs, just talking like humans. There weren't any cameras or anything on us. We were just talking. And he was so generous with his time and generous with what he had to say. And yeah, that was a really great impression he left on me, and obviously left on so many others as well.
And that's what heaps of people have said. He was just the nicest guy, and it's such a shame, sending positive vibes and love to his family and friends.
New hit music.
Gem, we've got a brand new hit to play right now from a girl who we've actually played not too long ago as part of our new hits.
I'm so excited for this. She is killing it right now. I'm so happy for her.
Jess Kent is her name. You may have heard this song rolling around the nighttime on the radio recently. Called Bass Bumps. It's a smash.
It is.
She's kind of got a voice that's sort of a vibe between Lily Allen, a bit of M.I.A. in it.
Oh, yeah, you can hear that, actually.
There's so many different influences. Now, she's been around for a few years now, and really early on in her career, she caught the attention of just a casual guy by the name of Chris Martin. Ended up touring all over Australia and Asia with Coldplay when they did these massive stadiums.
That is so cool doing that. Like,
it's ridiculous. Ugh. Like, it doesn't happen for like a new artist to get to support one of the biggest stadium bands on the planet, but Jess Kent defied those odds. A few weeks ago, I went to an event where Zedd played, Fundamentals, a bunch of other acts. It was like where they get up and do like two or three songs each. And Jess Kent got up and did a couple of songs that we knew, and then this brand new one to close it all off called Girl, which everyone in the room had their mouths dropping to the floor over. She explained it very simply at the start. She basically was starting to think about the way that women are treated, particularly in the music industry, but in the wider world in general, and just started fiddling around on a guitar in her bedroom, wrote all these lyrics out, wrote this beautiful, catchy melody, and then took it into Justin Tranter, who we know has written Sorry by Justin Bieber. Like, literally every Hands to Myself, Selena Gomez, every big hit that we've played on the radio recently probably had Justin Tranter have something to do with it.
Now, and I'm a mess, Bebe Rexha.
Yes, another huge hit that we love. Now, Justin is a massive feminist and a massive advocate advocate for women in the music industry. So he's like the kind of perfect person for Jess to take this song to, grow it out, make it huge. And that's exactly what we've got from this song. I think it is a really special moment from Jess Kent. I think it will be probably the thing that breaks her properly through.
All the conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now, and the best new hits on the planet. This Week Tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.
Time to play a game called Who Said It on the Socials?
This is like my favourite game. Last week we had Sabrina Carpenter join us, which was fun.
If you missed out on that, yeah, you won. You beat our guest. I think you should have been easier on her, Jem.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, you're just really smart at this stuff. So basically the way it works is one of us reads out three tweets from artists and we give you three options as to who could have tweeted it. And I'm very, very shit at this game and Jem is very, very good at this game.
Well, hopefully you get it right this week, Nick.
Yeah, so it's your way. You're going to quiz me on who said it on the socials, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Tweet number one, reveal.
Oi, I know I have an album to promote, but Mariah is coming out with new music. Can we discuss, guys? Was it your boy Troye Sivan, Amy Shark, or MNEK?
Okay, MNEK has a brand new album out. Just came out a week ago. We're going to talk about him later in the show, but after 7 o'clock.
Yep.
Amy Shark's album's been out for a few weeks, and Troye Sivan's album's been out for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I know Troye Sivan's tone on Twitter too well, and I don't think it's him. I also know MNEK's tone on Twitter too well, and I don't think it's him either, but he is a massive Mariah stan, so it could be him. Yeah. Amy Shark, I'm not sure about whether she likes Mariah or not, but everyone likes Mariah, so she must. I'm going to curveball it and go, instead of the gays, Amy Shark tweeted this.
Okay, so you want to lock that in?
I'm locking it in.
Okay. Down, down. No, it wasn't. It was a fave, MNEK.
MNEK tweeted that?
Yeah, he tweeted that because he's just dropped his album Language and he loves Mariah, so we just...
I get that.
So excited.
Okay, zero from one so far. Good work from me. Tweet number two.
If you can't come to my book signing, you can still get a copy at WH Smith from September 20th. Was it... A Disney girl, Ashley Tisdale, Lily Allen, or Selena Gomez?
Ashley Tisdale or Selena Gomez. Okay, so Ashley Tisdale.
High School Musical.
Why on God's green earth she'd be putting a book out? I'm going to go, it's not her. Lily Allen spoke to a friend of the Hit Network, Joe Groth, earlier in the week. And I know her book is out next week. And I know that books come out on a Thursday usually. So she's saying that the book is out on the 20th. I'm going to lock in Lily Allen.
Okay. You're correct!
Yay! I like being right.
Yay.
I felt that was an easy one. That was an easy one.
I'm glad you got that one.
Yeah. You can hear a double whammy of Lily Allen songs later in the show as well. Excited to play her back to back. All right, final tweet. See if I can at least get 50% a pass mark. Sorry, I just had to play the little sting bit there. It's very important that we play that music.
Tweet three, standing on stage, I used to feel alone, now I feel at home. Was it
Anne-Marie? Oh, that's the worst tweet.
Was it Anne-Marie? She's going to be here next month. Charlie Puth or Jess Glynn?
That would be something that Charlie Puth would say because he's the lamest human alive. In a good way.
Aww.
Jess Glynn there, that sounds like her, one of her classic, I'll be there for you, bloody... You know, things that she spouts all the time. I'm just going to lock in Jess Glynn. I've got nothing to lose here.
Okay, Nick. Yay!
Yes! I got half of the tweets.
Yeah, 2 out of 3.
Yay, that's a 66.6 repeater percent pass mark.
Ooh, good job.
All right, I'm going to do you next week, okay?
Sounds good.
Plus, we might even have a special guest.
Yeah.
Who's on the show next week? I can't remember. Is it Fundamentals are on the show next week or Alec Benjamin?
Alec Benjamin? I think he's on,
Yeah, Alec Benjamin's going to do it next week. Come on, who said it on the socials?
This week tonight, double whammy.
Awards season continues to hot up in music land and some artists have been nominated for some awards.
Well, I'm excited for this. I wish I could go to these awards.
These ones are the AMAs, the American Music Awards, which I don't know their officialness. Like, because you've got the Billboard Awards, the Billboard Music Awards, you've got the MTV Awards, and you're like, oh, yeah, they're quite prestigious. But the American Music Awards, it's like, who runs that? Who judges that? Do you know?
Yeah, well, I don't know. And then there's the Grammys as well. Yeah, there's so
exactly.
many.
That's meant to be the official awards. Maybe this one's just about American artists, though. I kind of would understand
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Although nominated in New Artist of the Year is Dua Lipa, who's born definitely not American. So who knows? Who cares? The artists nominated for Artist of the Year are pretty obvious ones mostly. Drake, obviously, for the amazing success of the album Scorpion, the record-breaking album that it is. I'm in love with the shape of Ed Sheeran did a couple of things this year that were of interest. Also nominated, though, and I'm kind of happy about this. I feel like you don't see Imagine Dragons up for these major awards with all these other big players. And I would dare say, maybe the most talented of the whole lot that are nominated for this award.
They are so good. Like
at least from a live perspective, they're easily the highlight of all these people. But we did want to play two of the other nominees for Artist of the Year in a row in a double whammy. We'll play Post Malone in just a second. He is up for Artist of the Year at the AMAs, as is Taylor Swift. This is the brand new single. Only in Australia has this one become a single. Getaway Car.
New hit music.
Oh, so excited about this. MNEK has finally put out his debut album, Gemma.
We've been waiting so long for this, and I'm so glad he's finally like releasing like all of his songs out on an album.
So exciting. Now, MNEK has been involved in like 50 top 10 singles in the last few years, in the UK especially, where he's from and where he lives. But you may have heard him on the radio station before singing on the song he did with Zara Larsson, Never Forget You. So you know he's got a huge, incredible, iconic voice, and this album just showcases that nonstop, but it also showcases just how good a producer he is as well. Some of the weirdest beats you've ever heard, but some of the biggest voice moments, some of the biggest pop melodies, just an absolutely divine album. And the whole idea of this album is to present being a black gay man really loudly and really proudly, and I think he's done such a divine job of that. And I don't think there's a better example than this song, Correct, which we're about to play, Gem. It just slaps. It's so good.
I know each of his songs, he just knows how to make a good hit.
Exactly. And he's not stopping anytime soon. Only 23 years old. This is from the debut album. It's called Language from MNEK. It is spelt like it sounds. Literally, it's the letters MNEK.
All the conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now and the best new hits on the planet. This week tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly. I'm ready to go. New hit music.
Nick, I'm so excited to introduce you to a guy called Justin Gesso. The name might sound familiar or it might not.
It doesn't. Who is he?
So, do you remember Kygo's song Stargazing, which was massive?
Yeah, this one, right?
Yeah, that's Justin Gesso.
Stargazing! I remember this. I got to see it live when he played at Coachella.
Oh, yeah, you did, didn't you?
Phenomenal.
So jealous.
Phenomenal.
He's got this amazing voice. He's been writing hits he wrote for Ali Simpson, one of her latest songs as well. And I got to chat with him. So awesome. And I thought I'd do like a fire round of questions and just so we can get to know him. What song is stuck in your head right now?
Superwoman by Lauv.
Favorite holiday destination?
Florida.
What do you want to achieve by this time next year?
Playing 1,000-seaters myself. Headlining.
That would be so cool. If you could if you could have one superpower, what would it be?
Fly.
And favorite social media platform?
Instagram.
Tea or coffee?
Both.
Made it just in time. I love how you're releasing your own music, and I love when you dropped My Body. Literally been obsessed with it. It's such a good song. Congratulations as well.
Oh, thank you so much.
And you worked with one of my friends, Fernando Garibay, who's behind Lady Gaga's album Born This Way. And what was it like working with him on the track?
It was awesome. I love Fernando. So originally, I wrote that song with Fernando and a buddy of mine named Rolo Spreckley. And then it kind of sat around for a minute. And Fernando had these two Swedish kids named Johan and Felix who were literally like sitting in his back room asking Fernando to give them stuff. He asked me and we passed along the initial demo to them and they started producing it up. And when we got it back, we were like, oh, wow, this is really good. We finished it up and I took it to my buddy, Nephew Feemster, who's another producer who did a couple of things on Justin Bieber and used to work with Michael Jackson and is a good friend of mine. And he kind of put the finishing touches on it.
Oh, that's so awesome. I love it with that song as well. Like when it hits the chorus and the guitar strings hit, it's so cool.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm so excited for this song, Nick. Have you heard it yet?
I haven't. And the way that he's described it and that you've described it in that chat, I am so ready to get it on.
Literally, I've been listening to it every single day.
Hey, my name is Justin Gesso, and this is my single, My Body, on This Week Tonight with Gemma and Nick Kelly.
All the conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now and the best new hits on the planet. This Week Tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.
Hey, there's an amazing event that's going to be happening in a few weeks' time. Now, you may or may not have heard a guy by the name of Luke Liang passed away last month at the age of 28, which is too young to go. Basically, the whole thing that Luke Liang was known for around the industry, apart from his smile and his charisma, was he was the guy that every single artist went to play guitar for them at their live shows. Like, literally, if you've seen pretty much any Australian act live, Guy Sebastian, Nicole Miller, Dami Im, Japanese Wallpaper, M-Phases, like, literally, he has played with everyone on stage. He was also in a band called Papa Verse Pretty. He was a guitarist and keyboardist in it until they broke up in 2014. He passed away last month, so, so young, and an amazing group of people have come together to put on an evening that's going to benefit a music industry wellbeing helpline called Support Act. Now, it's just a perfect combination of things. Alex the Astronaut is going to be playing, as will the incredible Jared James. Love Jared James.
Yeah, his song was so good.
Such a good tune. I miss him. He needs to come back and play more music soon. He's going to be playing there along with Montaigne, Papa Verse Pretty, which is the band that Luke was in, and they broke up 4 years ago. They're getting back together for this incredible show, this one-night-only show. It's called A Bright Light and Evening for Luke. Thelma Plum's playing as well as Jack River. If you haven't heard Jack River, you can't leave a show of hers without a big smile on your face. It's going to be a really incredible celebration of Luke's life and a really amazing benefit for the Support Act Wellbeing Helpline, which is on 1800 959 500 or supportact.org.au, a really incredible resource. So that is going to be happening at the Metro Theatre in Sydney in October. You can see all the details. Just search A Bright Light and Evening for Luke on Facebook to see all the details. It's going to be an incredible night.
This Week Tonight, double whammy.
Yes, so we're going to be playing two songs back-to-back in our double whammy of Lily Allen. She's just dropped her new album, No Shame. It is so good, Nick.
Very excited to have Lily Allen back in album form. The songs have been dripping very, very slowly, but I've been happy with everything that's come out so far.
And she's also coming here for a tour, No Shame Tour, in February, which will be so good.
I've seen her live once. I saw her at Splendor on the last night a few years ago.
Oh, really?
It's iconic. Oh, yeah. She had giant milk bottles out on stage. It was really good.
So awesome. She has so many incredible songs. Like, she's up to her fourth album now, and like each of her albums just, she just.
The most amazing song from this album is one called Three, which is like a piano ballad written from the perspective of her three-year-old son. And it's so cute. It's adorable. And there's just such a dimension to this album that I don't think she's had before. So I'm really excited to hear the whole thing.
And that's the thing, she's really good at writing albums from someone else's perspective.
Yeah, it's a skill. It's a hard thing to do. It requires, a certain degree of empathy and an ability to put yourself in someone else's shoes to be able to do that, which not all of us naturally have.
Exactly.
All the conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now and the best new hits on the planet. This Week Tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.